110 million people tuned into the 2014 Super Bowl. Sandwiched between $4 million spots from Budweiser, Chrysler, and Doritos was something a little less expected, but certainly football related.
It's time we take a stand. An American treasure is being lost. Louisiana loses a football field of land every hour to coastal erosion.
For more than a decade now, the Louisiana-based nonprofit America's Wetland Foundation has been marketing their message about coastal wetlands loss wrapped in a sports analogy, and it's worked.
But what happens when, in Louisiana, we're losing a football field every hour?
And we lose a football field of land every 35 minutes, okay? You hear that number?
Well, I might want to correct you. It's 4 football fields an hour.
The football field thing is the brainchild of America's Wetland Foundation director Val Marmillion.
Everyone knows the size of the football field, whether you like football or not.
Now it's hard to find a story about Southeast Louisiana's wetlands that doesn't reference Marmillion's football field. He says he considered using basketball courts, too.
Louisiana loses 35 square miles a year, then 0.00176 square miles equals, let's say, a basketball court. And 35 square miles equals 198,863 basketball courts, and 54 basketball courts divided by 24 hours a day is 2.25 basketball courts an hour that we're losing.
198,863 basketball courts of wetlands loss every year? Not catchy. But the football field thing caught on, and it's pretty in line with the science overall. But if you're imagining a football field right now, don't. What's being lost every half hour is a few inches here, a few inches there, that approximates 50,000 square feet spread out over Louisiana's Gulf Coast.
The actual playing field from back of end zone to back of end zone is 120 yards.
Nobody's more familiar with 50,000 square feet than John Lange, the game day manager for Tulane University's Yulman Stadium, where the Green Wave play football. His job is to walk the field on a regular basis.
You're talking about an actual playing field 160 wide by 360 feet long. It's amazing, you know, to say that you're going to lose this amount of coastline in 30 minutes.
He knows the statistics. He's thought about this. Standing at the 50-yard line, Lange says he likes this visual for what's happening down the coast.
It's unobstructed. It's a clear view, so you can really give that overall high-level perspective of exactly what's disappearing in a 30-minute period.
About an hour and a half south of Yulman Stadium, Ontario, another expert of sorts has a front-row seat to wetlands loss.
I'm the bayou woman!
Wendy Wilson-Billiott is the real name of this bayou woman. She worked in offshore oil for years. Now she charters boat tours around Terrebonne Parish, including a first-hand look at disappearing wetlands.
I challenge you to look on a map and see, just, you know, there's everything but land down here.
We met her near her dock on Bayou du Large, which, thanks to subsidence, is detaching from the nearby shore. Billiott pours over a map from the perch of her office, which sits on 8-foot-high stilts.
This map doesn't show you Houma, but Houma is up here.
Billiott's not a fan of the football field a day measurement. She agrees it's easy to understand, but that's also her problem with it. It's too abstract, she says. She's got her own visual for wetlands loss that she likes to use.
Since we've been charting our wetland loss, we've lost a landmass area the size of Delaware. That you can wrap your head around.
Billiott says she also takes issue with a common assertion that 35 square miles of wetlands are lost every year along Louisiana's coast. She says that used to be true. Now it's more like 18.
Does that mean that we're losing our coastline at a slower rate? Or does it mean there's less to lose? There's less coastline to lose.
Fewer square miles a year, but that means the problem's getting worse, not better. Billiott's wetlands tour also includes the specific 7 deadly sins of coastal wetlands loss.
So hydrologic modification is one. Saltwater intrusion is another. Erosion is another. Eutrophication.
America's Wetland Foundation's Val Marmillion prefers to bring the list of causes back into the sports arena.
We always say that we're experiencing a trifecta right now, which is subsidence, sea level rise, and the trapping of the freshwater and sediments and nutrients from the river that would grow a healthy marsh.
Whether it's seven causes or a trifecta, football fields or Delaware, people working on coastal wetlands loss want to capture a broad audience. To make sure there's public support for protection and restoration efforts, to find new sources of funding. And while this environmental issue isn't likely to get its own version of a sports page, effective metaphors at least keep it in the news. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.